2CH.
Palm cooking, palm cooking.
Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchens, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
No cooking classes today?
Not today, but I have one tomorrow and I've still got some spaces left in that class, and we're going to be making homemade hummus, homemade pizzas, really delicious raspberry white chocolate and coconut muffins, and homemade lemonade.
Sounds wonderful.
Yeah, good fun, yep. And on Friday, well, I have an Australia Day class. I've got an Australia Day Lamington cake that we're going to make, sausage rolls and homemade lemonade as well.
All sounds pretty good.
Yes.
Now, you mentioned recently Mexican food.
Well, that was one of the big food trends of last year, along with, I think insects are still big, aren't they? And I'm finally getting to go to a Mexican restaurant in Bondi that I've been wanting to go to for ages. It's called El Topo. It's in the Eastern Hotel. I'm going there tonight, so I'm really looking forward to it. Now, I know that one of the things that they serve there are these roast crickets. We've certainly had a lot of cicadas chirping this summer, haven't we?
I
don't know if they're doing cicadas, but I know that they're doing crickets.
Are you going to eat them?
I'm going to try. Oh, I have actually eaten them in Cambodia when I visited. You know, they sell them on roadside stalls. They pile them up in baskets. But these little crickets are coated in chili and garlic and lime, so I think they'll be very, very tasty.
I tried watching
Jiminy Crickets.
They had a documentary on it last week. I tried watching it, but I had to turn it off.
Well, I mean, look, in many of those Southeast Asian countries, quite honestly, that's all that people can afford to eat, you know, and a bit of rice and some chili.
I know, that's what they said, but I'll look forward to your report.
Well, I'll let you know about the crickets, but there are other very delicious dining things like the tacos with chili pork and apparently one with braised beef tongue. I do tacos in the kids' cooking class, but I don't think I'd get them to make it with beef tongue. I think they'd be horrified.
I think I've just read in the paper today that says move over Mexico, Caribbean food's the new next thing.
Yeah, yes, I saw that too. Interestingly enough, this is a Jamaican-born chef who's going to be opening up in, Surrey Hills. He grew up in Brooklyn in New York, and he's claiming that the Caribbean food is about the only cuisine not catered for in Sydney. But I do know that many years ago there was a Jamaican chef down in Manly, Jamal. And also Miss Marley's in Manny is doing Cuban and Jamaican food. There's a chef there called Trinidad Lopez, and she's doing some very interesting things down at Manny. So anyway, we'll wait to see if Caribbean takes off, hey, because you just never know with these food trends.
Now, what have you got for Australia Day?
Well, I've got an Australia Day Lamington cake, of course. So you make it, I actually make it with a butter cake mixture. Some people use a sponge mixture and cook it in a big tray and then trace out an Australia Day map and put it on the cake and cut it out and then cover it in the chocolate icing and the coconut. But I noticed that Pete Evans has a recipe today in the good food section using, he doesn't use any wheat flour. He's got tapioca flour and almond flour, which I think is interesting. And and in the icing, cow powder and carob powder. So obviously this is sort of a trendy way to do a Lamington these days.
And the recipe's on your website?
My more traditional recipe is on my website, sheridanrogers.com.au, and also the information about my kids' cooking classes.
What time do they start, by the way?
10:30 and we go till 1:30.
That's on Wednesday and Friday.
Wednesday and Friday, yeah.
Talk to you next week.
Okay, bye.
Bye.